It's the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with radio man Dan Diker, Bill Doc Niles, and Paul the Penguin Reichert here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG. Brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of Dan, Doc, and Paul. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor, the game never ends at overtime. Now here's the voice of local motorsports, Dan the Voice Diker.
Hey, race fans, it is going to be a hot one today, and the show is even going to get things a little bit hotter. I'm radio man Dan Dyke, along with Billy Doc Niles, the stat man Paul Reichert. This is the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 WBOG. Are you guys ready for a hot smasher? It not only is the activities at Smasherama going to be hot, but the entire day is going to be sweltering.
This is it's going to be a warm one tonight, especially in the office for some of them guys. Where I think the Hornets running tonight? Street Stocks. Street Stocks is going to be a little warm in the office. Boys, make sure you got plenty of stuff to drink. But and all over the Midwest, because we got some great racing action going all over the Midwest. Make sure you stay hydrated. I tell you this all the time. Get that energy drink that your sport drink that you like. Get some water. Stay hydrated. Paul, it's just going to be a warm one all over the Midwest tonight.
Yes. Warm weather's back, and it's going to be a steamy one tonight, not just for the drivers, but for the fans in the stands. So everyone stay hydrated.
Well, we got a lot to talk about here on the program today. Our guests include Kenny Hutchins, longtime Vintage Series driver, the Upper Midwest Vintage Racing Series. Matter of fact, it's going to be interesting to find out, Bill, you ended up racing against him a long time ago.
Oh, Kenny and I,
In the Darrell Waltrip 88?
Well, no. Kenny and I used to race at Sportsman, and then we raced against each other in late models. And he's going to reveal something in this interview that you and I didn't even know. That's pretty cool. So we'll talk about that when we talk to him later in the program.
Also coming up on today's program, we're going to talk with Paul Finch. Great guy. He's one of our Hornet drivers at the Toma Sporta Speedway, and his daughter, Jellybean. We'll let you know a little bit more about her. Also, we're going to hear from Grant Griesbach. Paul, you took a little trip down to Slinger last weekend.
Yes, I did. A big show Sunday night for the Super Late Models. Grant Griesbach, the upcoming racer down there, who's running at Kokona this year, also has been running the Tundra Series. We'll talk with him, as well as got to talk to Rich Bickle Jr., who was there warming up for the Slinger Nationals. It's coming up in about roughly 10 days or so.
Rick is such a good guy. Rich is. Every time I ever see him, he's like, you know, I'll come on that program anytime you want me to. Well, last weekend, La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway, the late model race, we started with 25, ended with 10. Last weekend, started with 25, ended with 13. And, Paul, you were there. I don't know. It wasn't hot. No. I think it was more competitive than anything else.
Yeah, I think it was competitive. It was a good show. A lot of action. Jeremy Wagner, man, he really had a car to beat. I thought he was going to finally break through and finally score that first ever win, but then, the Gremlins came back and bit him. Oh, man.
That was probably the most disappointing part of all of last Saturday night is a couple weeks ago, Jeremy Wagner came out of practice. They've had some oil pump issues. They took it to practice again, and he said, you know, plain and simple, I'm not going to race this thing. They took the motor back to Teasar. And now, don't start bashing Teasar, because people are doing it on Facebook left and right. I'm just mentioning that's who his engine maker is. Took it back. He said, get this thing right. He got that thing right. Here he is leading the race with 7 to go. I'm announcing him down the front in the corners. Jeremy Wagner wanted to get that car right. He got it right. Looks like he really got things going on. He wanted to pick up his first feature with it quite a while. Pause. Oh, Jeremy Wagner's got problems. That quick karma bit him from what I said.
The man has had more good luck turn into bad luck at the snap of a finger in the last 3 years than any one person I can think of. It's just weird stuff, you know, like oil pressure in the engine one night. A couple of years ago, he was leading a feature. He was going to win his first feature, and he has a Heim broke on the right front and put him out. Just little things that just you don't expect to happen, and boom, all of a sudden his night is over.
So then Nick Clements gets the top spot. Nick Clements was fast all night long. Matter
of fact,
Clements
has been fast ever since the first 2 weeks. He cleared the first 2 weeks. He's been really fast.
Cole Holland, I got quick time for the third straight week. Clements made the 6-for-6 dash. Here comes caution number one. He gets through that. Here comes caution number two. And who lines up next to him in the front row? Nick Panitsky. Who's behind him? Steve Carlson. Come out of turn one. And Nick admitted it, talking with Panitsky on the track afterwards during my post-race interview, said that he just got a better jump than Nick did, and Nick knew it.
Well, Nick probably looked to his right, then he looked in his mirror and went, oh heck, here we go. And let's just face it, right now the cream of the crop is that 22 and that 66, and you know, maybe a little bit of a nudge to the 66 because them guys have really been on their game. They haven't finished worse than second all year. This is shades of 2007 when they went on that incredible run to win the national championship. Oh, he's looking really, really good right now.
Yes, yes, yes. Steve's been looking really good. Nick's starting to get it back together, I think. It could be another great battle just like it was last year.
Carlson second, Clemens third, Mike Carlson fourth, Michael Beamish the top five.
Is that Michael's first top five this year?
I believe it is, yes.
Nice job.
2 weeks ago, real quickly, Carter Christensen, Ken Christensen smashed together front straightaway. Thought they were done. They come back. Worked on it all week. What happened last weekend? Turn three, boom, four cars. Carter, Ken, now it's a different story. They may not have them back out for a while.
Yeah. I can't believe the luck they're having now, just like the luck Jeremy Wagner's been having. But I think it was I heard brake issues for Carter happened.
Yeah, Chuck Deary came up behind me. He said he lost his brakes down the back straightaway. The Pepsi sign was the only thing that stopped him.
Wow.
I can't wait to see that. I haven't seen that video yet.
Here's how the points look. Steve Carlson did gain a couple on Nick Panitsky and leads by 19. The sportsman, Chris Webber, getting a better all-around track time than Steve Bachman. It was a 10-point swing. Bachman only loses the point lead, but he's now down by 10.
No, I wasn't there, so what happened to Bachman? I see he won the dash, but I didn't see his name anywhere in the feature.
Just didn't have a good run.
No, he just kind of struggled in the feature there.
And how about a call out to Brian Hesselberg and Sammy Niles getting second and third there Saturday night?
Yeah, that was a good run. Sam was really, I mean, he stayed out of a lot of danger, but he also, I was watching him hit his marks all the way around. I think he was very comfortable because he had a guy like Hesselberg sitting in front of him, so why not try to chase him down? Thunder Stocks, it's Mark Chalet. He's opened up his lead now, 17 over Jason Bolster, going after his first ever track championship.
We talked about this a couple weeks ago. Now with Moore just running a part-time schedule, wide open division there. That's going to be fun to watch.
Street Stocks run tonight at La Crosse. Chris Larson leads Matt Moore by 15, 19 over Clayton Hasig, and a 34 over Jonathan Burbach. Interesting note, the Hornets ran last weekend. When we started the program, remember there were 12 cars over the 24 points of each other?
Yep, you talked about that, yep.
How about it's down to 7 that are 24 points to top?
Well, that's it. And you knew this was going to happen. You weren't going to have 12 cars run for the championship. And you're going to start weeding some of them out. Who's on top of it right now? You even told
Brandon LeMoyne lost a point because there were two drivers tied for second with five back. Brandon LeMoyne only leads by 4 points now. Nate Towner's right there.
Yeah, Nate's been really consistent. He's only had one bad night, and Brandon's probably been the most consistent of everybody.
Got a top five.
Yep, and this is going to be a fun one to watch also. You got Jimmy Bjorkman. You got the Tickey boys. This one's going to come down to the wire also.
Well, Garrett Tickey won the feature, and it helped him out. If you look at the top five, it's Brandon LeMoyne, Nate Towner, Jake Schaumers, Patrick Tickey, and Jimmy Bjorkman. Bjorkman is 16
points. One thing I wanted
back to
mention, talking about the street stocks here just a few minutes ago, Chris Larson hasn't won a feature yet, but yet he's leading the points by 15. That's consistency right there. That's almost a Todd Korish-esque run there.
Bud Dash, it's Carlson Powell. They're tied. Clements 10 back. Panitsky's 20 back. Sportsman Bud Dash, it's Tom Lethe leading Steve Bachman by 40. That would be Lethe's first ever Dash championship if he can hold on for the rest of the year. Mark Shelley's pretty much wrapped up the Thunderstock Dash. Novelty Division being led by John Hibner and Rob Stanfield. They tied after one of them got into the tag team match last week. The 8-car tag team match.
8 cars?
8 cars started that.
You know, that's usually a main event on Raw.
That was something else to watch that last weekend. Also had a chance to go down to Iowa. And the Franklin Flyer, Bill Pretzel, said hi to everybody here at the radio program. It was Vandermeer Jr. had a nice job of chasing some cars down. He beat Kenny Juiston with four to go. He wins. James Swan was kind of a pile the entire time. He finished third.
Oh, I'm sure he's going to love to hear that.
He was. He even admitted it. He goes, I couldn't get my car out of the corners at all. Looking at the Midwest Dash Series, Brandon Alesi, who came up here and had a clean sweep against everybody at Toma the very first week out, had a clean sweep there at a track he's never ran before.
That's awesome. When you never show up at a track and you do something like that, that is too cool to do.
Coming up next, we are just getting things started on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report. Rich Bickle and Grant Griesbach, Paul Riker corralled both of them at Slinger. That's next on 1460 WBOG.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test, 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
4 years in a row and counting. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Once again, La Crosse County has voted us the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Making great ribs and great barbecue has always been my passion, and it means a great deal to me that you love what we do. If you haven't tried our ribs, pulled pork, brisket, or smoked chicken, try it and you'll agree. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Yeah!
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon with the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor. The local team at Dean Satellite is committed to bringing high-speed internet to the rural communities with Viasat Internet. Today, they offer speeds up to 50 megabytes per second. Stop dealing with the hassle of waiting for web pages to load, bank statements to populate, and videos to buffer. Call Dean Satellite today at 608-269-2897 and ask them about Viasat Internet specialized for rural America. That number is 608-269-2897 and online at deansdish.com. It's time for you to use the high-speed internet you deserve. Speeds vary by location. Call for details.
Hey, this is James Swan, driver of the number 97 Midwest Super Truck. You're listening to the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with Radio Man Dan, Doc, and Statman Dan, Bill, and Paul on 1460 WBOG.
Billy Doc Niles, Radio Man Dan Dyker, and Statman Paul Reichert. I still like calling him the Penguin. This is the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 WBOG. Welcome in. A very warm afternoon. Matter of fact, well, there's a lot of dirt racing going at Richland Center this afternoon. We're going to tell people about once we get maybe towards the end of the program.
Yeah, it's going on right now. We get to the last segment. We're going to get you all caught up on what's happening down there. Some really cool stuff. But our guy Paul was up at Slinger Speedway last Sunday afternoon. Actually, last Sunday night, he caught up with Grant Griesbach, and here's what Grant had to say.
For those of us who don't know you very well, give us a little background about when you got started in racing and what you've raced in over the time here.
This is my third full year racing super late models at Slinger. I raced limiteds for a year and a half at Slinger, back with Team 16. I started four cylinders when I was nine. I've always been here since a young age, just trying to get better every week and just seeing, you just keep getting better and better and building, seeing what you can accomplish in the end.
Mm-hmm. And if I remember right, you won a Slinger B feature out here back when you were 10 years old. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's already 6 years ago now. It's hard to think about how long ago that was. It feels like it was just yesterday, but it was that was kind of almost got everybody to know who I was. I got my name out there. Winning last year here was huge. We keep running top five, and eventually some are going to go your way. You're going to get lucky one night and finally get another win in victory lane.
Yep. And of course, I was here on Wall of Fame night last year when you scored your first ever super late model win. What was it like to have to deal with Steve Apel and the Prundies there in the closing laps?
That night, I don't know what was different that night, but my car just felt really good. I wish it'd feel like that every night, but we're getting better. The track's different every day. So you show up not really knowing what's going to be. Heat kind of differs the track and also how much it's rained. Or the track really takes a lot of rubber compared to lots of other tracks, compared to like Kona, which doesn't take a whole lot of rubber, and it's very similar every time you go there. But here it's just a different beast every day.
And of course you've been getting your name out there, running with the Tundra Series here the last couple of years. What's that experience been like for you?
We ran the Tundra Series last year. We decided to run that just because of the low cost that you could have, and just getting to six different tracks around the area, places we've never been in a super late model. And it's nice to go out there and get the experience. You don't want to be a one-trick pony, as they say, you know, being just good at one track. You want to be good everywhere else. So that's why this year we've been running at Kakana, trying to get some more half-mile experiences there, the only other place locally that runs every single week. We ran the Kakana Tundra Race. We may run a couple Tundra races later in the year. We'll see how our schedule works out. We kind of already got our hands full racing twice a week with two cars, but maybe if we find time, you know, after the off season, maybe.
And this is a family-owned team here that you got?
Yeah, my parents own my car. Conrad Morgan, he's a big help, him and his crew. We keep the cars at his shop. He helps with a lot of the work on the car. He brings the knowledge to my race team. My dad's always been a big supporter, and my parents, my mom, my grandparents, just lots of people along the way that have helped me get to where I am now.
And, of course, a lot of great sponsors in the car supporting your efforts here. Let's give them a shout-out here.
I'd like to thank Cobblestone Hotels, Wasota Chop House, Broadway Auto Sales, Schaefer Power Systems, Jim's Place, AJ's Small Engine Repair, and Wagner B&B and Pathfinder Chassis.
All right. Well, Grant, best of luck to you this season, and we look to see you in Victory Lane again real soon.
Thank you.
That was a pretty cool interview there, Paul. That youngest kid to ever win seems to have a pretty good head on his shoulders.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does. Won the Super Late Mile feature last year at 15 years old. Won his first ever Slayer B feature, first ever there at 10.
10 years old. That's incredible. Well, we'll look for big things out of Grant Grishman. Paul was also able to catch up with the legendary Rich Bickle Jr.
Hey, out here at Slinger this past week, shaking the car down, getting ready for the Nationals. How did it feel out there tonight?
I knew we weren't going to be, you know, we weren't setting up for a 75-lap race. We're setting up for a Nationals test, and we had the air pressures really low there in the beginning. The thing bottomed out pretty bad, and I couldn't go nowhere for a while. But the thing was coming there at the end, and pretty fast. There was faster leaders and faster at times. So it was a good test for us, and even though we went back to 8th or 9th, we come back and got 4th, and a couple more laps have been 3rd.
And running the Nationals here, running up against the big names, from not just from the Midwest, from all over the country, what's that like for you being a part of that?
Well, I mean, I've won this thing 4 times, so I figure I'm the big name.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm not sure who else coming, but, you know, it's always a great field of cars and good drivers, and a lot of fun.
And what's your best memory of being a part of the Slinger Nationals?
Oh, God, there's so many of them. You know, winning the first one, winning all of them, of course. And then remember the ones you should have won and didn't.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That some of them stick in your mind more than anything. It's just a couple of races we had them just killed and got wrecked, caught up in wrecks from lap cars. And them's one that just makes you upset.
Yeah, and is it hard to take a win with when someone's got DQ'd like what happened with Steve Apel in 2012 out here? Is it a little tough to take that one, or how do you deal with winning via DQ?
Well, I mean, you know, legal's legal, illegal's not, so, you know, just part of it. I mean, it's, you know, you take the good with the bad. You know, I've been on both ends of it. It sucks when it happens to you, but you know you're doing something. So if you get caught, you get caught, and you get fined. It's like going to jail, baby.
And, of course, you've kind of had the resurrection here when you said you were going to retire about 5-6 years ago. How's the racing been for you coming back here the second time around?
Well, this is actually my third time. I've retired twice.
Oh, okay.
And finally I told everybody, I said, okay, this is it. I'm going to race, and my number's 45, so I'll race for 45 years. So this is my 42nd year. I said, I'll be 60 years old when that happens, so I'd be over with. So you got 3 more years worth to put up with me, so that's the way it's going to be.
And, of course, I remember you've recently partnered up with Eddie Hoffman's race team, because I saw you at Grundy running with him in the Bettenhausen Classic here. How did that partnership come about there with Eddie?
Well, it ain't with Eddie. It's Eddie's old crew chief. It's Tony Ambrose and T1 Racing.
Okay.
The guy I raced for at Grundy a few years ago called me up and said, hey, this guy wants to come test his car. We went there and tested, and we were really fast. And he goes, oh, do you want to race? And I go, ah, hell, here we go again. It's hard to stay out of the seat.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. Well, good job tonight, Rich, and best of luck to you at the Nationals.
Thank you very much.
As we look at Slinger, that's a track that I have not yet been able to get to, Paul. Attendance-wise, what do they look like on Sunday?
Oh, it looks pretty good down there. Good show. They had a benefit for the Chicks for a Cause cancer support group down there. It was a great time.
You know what I enjoy about Slinger? They have one of the best fireworks shows around. If you ever get to their July 4th show, they run a, I think, a 75.
And actually, it'll be this Sunday night.
This Sunday night.
Yes.
They run an excellent, excellent program and then follow it with fireworks.
Theirs is nothing compares to what you're going to see at the Lacrosse Fairgrounds.
No, that's true. That's true. That's true.
Matter of fact, I'm going to have three fireworks shows in 4 days. I had it last night at Toma. I'm going to have the huge one tonight at Lacrosse, and we race again Tuesday night.
Tuesday night, yeah.
That'll be my third round of fireworks. I can't wait. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Upper Midwest Vintage Racing Series. Love these guys. Love these cars. I know Billy gets starstruck every time he walks through the pits and sees some of these cars.
Love looking at the tribute cars, man.
Kenny Hutchins coming up next on 1460 WBOG.
The local team at Dean Satellite is committed to bringing high-speed internet to the rural communities with Viasat Internet. Today, they offer speeds up to 50 megabytes per second. Stop dealing with the hassle of waiting for web pages to load, bank statements to populate, and videos to buffer. Call Dean Satellite today at 608-269-2897 and ask them about Viasat Internet specialized for rural America. That number is 608-269-2897 and online at deansdish.com. It's time for you to use the high-speed internet you deserve. Speeds vary by location. Call for details.
It's a new year for the Toma Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Toma Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon with the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
Team Dean time on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. The Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 Cool Gold, 1460 WBOG. Listening online at Google1460.com and the TuneIn app.
Hey, love that TuneIn app. Download that TuneIn app so you can hear this show.
Team Dean segment right now brought to you by Dean Satellite and Security. And coming up next Friday night at the Toma Sparta Speedway, and if you can't make that one, the following weekend at Lacrosse Fairgrounds Speedway, I finally have the opportunity to not only announce the Upper Midwest Vintage Racing Series once this year, but I'll get to do it three times. Kenny Hutchins is going to join us, longtime vintage racing driver. Kenny, you get to hear me July 6th, July 14th, and Oktoberfest.
Oh, my God, nobody warned me that you were going to be at Toma. I don't know, I guess it's too late to change the dates.
Kenny, don't...
But I'll tell you what, we'll be there. We'll try to clean up our act a little bit.
I've been Toma's announcer the entire year this year.
Don't worry about it, Kenny. You're going to be in the car. You won't hear a thing.
Oh, well, that's good. That would be a plus.
Coming from a guy that hasn't been to the Toma racetrack since 1975.
Oh, no, I was there 2 years ago.
Kenny, that was an accident. He took the wrong right turn.
Kenny, it's good to have you back on the show. How's things going this year?
I think they're going very well. Our schedule is just a little bit longer than last year. We added a couple of new tracks and dates. Things are going very well. We've gotten pickup sponsors for just about every race, the car count is up. Marshfield, we were there June 9th for a memorial race, and things turned out very well up there. So, yeah, things are going real good right now.
You know, it's and I was going to follow up with that. Talk about the car count, because it just seems to be growing not only from year to year, but almost like race to race. You seem to be getting a new car here and there.
Right. A few years ago, things were really getting kind of bad. We had a good buddy, Jim Highland out of Minnesota, was trying to hold the thing together, and he did a very good job. But when he dropped out, things kind of went downhill. And I tell you what, at July 14th at La Crosse, we got a special award for him, and we're going to talk to Chuck Deere and make sure we can get that presented to him. He's supposed like our guest of honor down there.
Kenny, get a hold of me. We'll do that during our pre-race that night, guaranteed.
Well, great, great. He's a very well-deserving guy, and we hope to unveil a new pace car at La Crosse, too, on July 14th.
Now, you know, it's been several years now when the transformation of the Upper Midwest Vintage Series changed, because the name changed. Scott Moldenhauer really took the reins on this thing, and the rules were a big part of this change of seeing new cars. I obviously get all your emails, so I've seen some of the modifications you've made, but you've done that because you guys don't want to see super late models out there, you know, with 1940s bodies.
Right. We're trying. It's a tough job. We're trying to keep the rules to a minimum, but, you know, you got cars from that have been dragged out of fields from the 50s and 60s that have been sitting there, and the first thing is we got to make them safe. We do that, and then to try to combine all these different years and decades of cars. We're just trying to run, you know, kind of a fine line, try to keep competition somewhat even. It's very difficult to do, but the last couple of years, I think it's working, because the stock frame guys, the cars, you know, the cars on stock frames are picking up. They're doing better running against, you know, we got some super late chassis out there and stuff like that. So we took away their dry sump engines and a couple other things, and I think, we are seeing improvements here.
Yeah, Kenny, I was wondering, the cars that run the Upper Midwest Vintage Series, are these cars that are found in places, or are these built from the ground up? What do the cars look like?
Most of them are built from the ground up, but we do have some cars that are actual cars that were raced back in the day. Like Ralph Catone has I think it's a 70 Nova that used to run at La Crosse back in the day.
Yep.
Guy from Minnesota. My old Gatorade car, that was my old NASCAR late model from La Crosse.
No way.
I used to race
against that car.
Yeah, that's the car Bill Niles would pass quite easily.
I waved at him once.
You just gave Niles about 10 more gray hairs.
Oh, yeah, we had a blast out there, old Doc. But we got one old cup car out there that was grandfathered in. But, yeah, most of the cars I built are old late model chassis, and then they put the old tin on it, you know, 57 Chevy or a Chevelle, whatever they could find, and that's the easiest way to build a vintage car.
That cup car, that's
Charlie Schwach.
Yeah, he brought that out about 2 or 3 years ago, didn't he?
Right, Charlie Schwach. I guess he had motor trouble at the end of last year, and that's holding him back right now, so I hope to see Charlie out there again sometime. He's a good competitor, I'd like to see Charlie get out there pretty quick.
Kenny Hutchins joining us from the Upper Midwest Vintage Racing Series. Going to be at TOMA July 6th next Friday night, and then the following weekend, July 14th at La Crosse Fairground Speedway. Talking about cars, Kenny, the black and gold 13 and the Gatorade car, the 88, I think have been pushed aside. Did I see you pick up a new vintage car?
I have not picked up a new car. I sold my number 13 Smokey Unit car a couple years ago.
Okay, because I thought I saw you put a new one in your big stable of garage shelves and all the everything you've got in there. I thought I just saw that a couple weeks ago.
That's our new pace car. I bought that from Larry Weir.
That's what it was. Okay.
That's left over from the auction, so we picked that up from Larry, and that's going to be our official pace car. That's undergoing, it needs a lot of maintenance work. It's been sitting for a while. New tires, brakes, you name it. That car should be ready July 14th.
Kenny, one of the things I think makes your series so popular is not only do you bring older race cars out, but a lot of tribute cars are starting to pop up. The last couple of years, you know, of course, everybody's seen the Trickle and Reffner cars. The last couple of years, the Marzovka and Miller cars are showing up. Are there any, and of course, some of the Cup cars, are there any more popping up this year that we haven't seen that we should expect to see?
Well, Ken Lewis had that beautiful Trickle Mustang that got wiped out at La Crosse.
I remember announcing that one. Man, my heart sunk to my shoes when that happened.
Oh, my God, yeah. I didn't even know how bad that accident was until a couple days later when I saw the video, and it's like, holy cats, how did he survive that?
But, yeah.
He should be back out another week or two, and I heard, I haven't seen it, but I heard it's the Trickle Mustang again, so he'll be out there. Yeah, so it'd be good to see Ken back out there.
You know, when you look at this entire group of guys you have, I saw your first race this year at Golden Sands, and I was very impressed with the car counts to start things off on that hot day. How are drivers finding out about the Upper Midwest Vintage Racing Series? Because you've got drivers from at least four states a part of it right now.
I'm not sure I heard that right. We got some wind blowing. I'm sitting outside here. But I don't know. The car count at Golden Sands, I heard you say something. We only had 10 cars. It was down a little bit, but weather was a factor that day.
Right.
It started out with thunderstorms, and then it got blistering hot by noon.
How are out-of-the-area drivers finding out about your series? Because you've got drivers coming from all over the place.
Right. We got a guy out of Michigan, Roger Peterson, actually, Moose Peterson's son. I got a tribute car to Moose Peterson in a garage at 55 Chevy.
Nice.
We got to get him on the radio.
Yes.
Yeah, so, we're all over Facebook, and now I've seen a message from a guy over in England that wants more information, and across the pond, I'm telling you, he's running some kind of a show or something over there in England, and now he's asking all kinds of information about Upper Midwest and everything else, all these vintage cars. So, we're all over Facebook. We're on the radio. WWIS here in Black River has picked us up. 107.5 The Rock in Neillsville has picked us up. So we're not only hitting the airwaves like with Doc Niles and Dan Diker and everybody else, we're hitting Facebook and everything else. So we're doing good.
Kenny Hutchins with the Upper Midwest Vintage Racing Series. You're going to see him out next Friday night at Toma on July 6th, the following weekend, July 14th at La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. And then I will get to announce them again a third time this year. That'll be the first time ever I've had a trifecta with these great guys. One of my most favorite classes to ever call.
One of the most popular ones at Oktoberfest.
It is. They'll be back to Oktoberfest. Kenny, we're going to let you go. Running out of time on the segment. We greatly appreciate it, and we will see you next weekend, my friend.
Sounds good, Dan. I'd like to say a special thanks to the Moldy Moldenhauer and his girlfriend, Brooke. They helped me out a ton with this.
Yes, they do.
Thanks, that Kenny.
Is your Team Dean segment. Kenny Hutchins out of Black River Falls. Can't wait to see him and the whole gang coming out at Toma on July 6th and La Crosse on July 14th. When we come back, we're going to stay at the Toma Sport of Speedway. Paul Finch joins us right here on the Badger Stay Clean Water and Air Racing.
It's a new year for the Toma Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, Sportsmen, Hobby Stocks, Hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup Cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Toma Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon. With the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime. In the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor. The local team at Dean Satellite is committed to bringing high-speed internet to the rural communities with Viasat Internet. Today, they offer speeds up to 50 megabytes per second. Stop dealing with the hassle of waiting for web pages to load, bank statements to populate, and videos to buffer. Call Dean Satellite today at 608-269-2897 and ask them about Viasat Internet specialized for rural America. That number is 608-269-2897 and online at deansdish.com. It's time for you to use the high-speed internet you deserve. Speeds vary by location. Call for details.
Hey, this is the driver of the number 7. You're listening to the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on AM 1460 WBOG.
Welcome back, race fans. The Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 WBOG. The TuneIn app.
Love the TuneIn app.
And Google1460.com. Well, we were just talking with Kenny Hutchins. Of course, the Upper Midwest Vintage Series is going to be racing at the Toma Sport of Speedway next Friday night. Talking about Thomas Sport of Speedway, one of the guys that's been out there for quite a while that is one of the most positive people you can get to talk about that track. He's raced there for quite a while. Heck, his daughter's there this year, and that will be Tomo, Wisconsin's Paul Finch. Paul, how are you, my friend?
I'm real good. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. Hey, congratulations on winning the trivia contest last week. You got a nice little load of swag there.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. Got some T-shirts and some free tickets and some hat, the diecast bar. That was pretty cool.
I'm kind of wondering, how many new best friends did you just pick up?
Oh, maybe a few.
Everybody wants free swag. I tell you what. You know, I got to meet Paul. It's been several years ago now. In that Hornet division, running at the Thomas Sport of Speedway. It's been kind of hit and miss. You know, we know what the managerial problems have been like in the past. But, Paul, with Greg Oliver at the helm this year, Drew Krabick doing a lot of the marketing, and of course, me announcing, how does this year compare to years past when you've ran there?
Definitely a lot of positive things going on at the track compared to years past. I won't get into the years past stuff, but we're really looking forward to what happens in the years to come. Getting some good cars out there, it's a good crowd, and the management team seems to be pretty cool too.
Talk about some of the positive changes they've made. So what are the things you see that are moving this in the right direction?
One of the biggest things is consistency within the rules, and that's huge for
And of course he's right. I mean, you know that was one of the things is, you know, this rule changes this week, this rule changes this week, and Bill, I mean, you drove long enough, you know, that can get very disappointing when you're a driver and you go in there to fix something and find out, oh well, that's not good enough, I'm gonna change it up again.
It's very disheartening when they make rules up as you go, and you talk to any driver and that's one of the things that they hate the most about some promotions. That's why you know, he hit it right on the head. Their consistency. As long as they're consistent about it, if they're going to change something, give you plenty of notice. Don't just do it right on the spot. And I think that's one of the things, one of the major things he's thinking about. So let's talk about your season so far. How are things going there?
Oh, well, we could be a little bit better. We haven't won any races yet, but we haven't broken anything on the race car, on mine anyway.
we'll get to Jelly Bean here in a minute.
Yeah. But on my car, we're running pretty good. We're staying consistent. We're having some fun. Always looking to see more cars out there. Hoping to get a few more, and I think we can have some more fun.
You know, Paul, you actually had the opportunity to run not only your class, but with the Midwest Dash Series a couple of weeks ago. And Bill's more the mechanical side of this radio program, since you opened the hood up and I'm totally lost. If there's not a microphone in there, then I have no clue what's going on. Talk about the difference between your Hornet car and maybe some of the other cars out there, because you can run both classes.
Correct. Main things with the cars are going to be tires, and then some of the adjustments you can make, the camber adjustments, maybe a few of the add-ons you can add on to your car. But other than that, there really isn't a whole lot of real expensive things that you can do to make change from one class to the other.
We're talking with Paul Finch, Hornet driver from the lacrosse, from the Thomas Sport of Speedway. Well, no, I can say lacrosse too, because Paul, you've ran some different divisions at lacrosse, haven't you?
I've never raced at lacrosse yet.
I thought you ran a minivan.
Oh, I did not.
Oh, well, we got to make that change. I was certain. Oh, that's Danny Fry I'm thinking about. Danny Fry's wearing minivans there.
You're getting your Toma drivers mixed up there, bud.
I'm telling you what,
well,
man.
Let's turn it over to the conversation of the Jelly Bean. I understand she has not been having the greatest of seasons.
No, she had a rough night, her second night out, and she smacked the wall pretty good and tore up the car to where we couldn't fix it, so we found another one and decided to pick that up for her, got it all painted up and getting the rest of the sponsors put on, hopefully this week or next, and trying to get her some lap time or track time and see how she can improve this year.
So the accident hasn't deterred her from, because you see a lot of people get a little gun-shy after an accident. What's her mindset after an accident like that?
Well, she's a little bit nervous yet. Her first night back out, she was a little nervous, but we're pretty confident with all of our safety gear and in the way the car is built that she'll be as safe as ever. And it's just kind of like I say, she's got to turn some laps and get used to it, and hopefully she'll improve.
Yeah, Paul, I was wondering, what kind of advice do you give Jordan getting out there with her being a rookie in the Hornet class? Any fatherly advice or anything to know about on the racetrack, or what do you tell her?
Well, we actually took a walk around the track, and I pointed out some spots on the track where she can start to slow down, where to get on the gas, where to run on the track. I told her to take what she can, you know, what she gets, not to force anything right now. And as she learns to pass a car here and there, then she can slowly work her way up towards the front.
Do you feel that you guys, because you guys have identical, almost similar cars, it's easier for you to tell her how that car is going to perform because it's not, you know, like a Toyota or a Subaru or something totally different? I mean, you guys have almost identical cars. Does that help in the conversation?
I would say yes and no. I mean, we do have very similar cars. The parts are interchangeable, but she really can't learn a whole lot unless she gets out there and does the driving herself. I try to give her a few pointers here and there, but nothing will beat seat time.
Tell you, that's a good tandem right there, too. I watch both Paul and his daughter at the racetrack, and I also watch him on Facebook. And you want to talk about very, very tight away from the track. That is exactly what Paul and his daughter are, and it's so great to see them not only at the track but also on Facebook.
Hey, Paul, we only got about a minute left here. Talk about the sponsors that you mentioned it earlier. Talk about the sponsors that you and Jordan have this year.
And this is going to take about a half an hour because he's got the longest list.
Oh, should we have started at the beginning of this segment?
Fire away, Paul. It's time to name drop the sponsors.
All right, I made a list real quick. I got Habelman Brothers Cranberry, R&E Sporting and Avon Shop, Black Bart Bates, Greenwood Cafe, Kimpton Trucking, Don's Auto and Truck Center, Zingler Sign and Design, Kathy's Funtime Daycare, Coop's Pizza, The Wanigan Bar, The Helsing Bar, Granger's Small Engines, Cooley Region Insurance Group, Smith Drywall, Barter Refrigeration, Mike's Restoration, and I got to thank my stepdad Ron, my mom, my buddy Wade Milbow, and of course my daughter Jordan.
That's just like a small car. Where do you put them all?
Well, we just have the letters printed real small.
And I tell you what, now remember, folks, that's a Hornet driver. That's a guy that works on getting his sponsors. He's not out putting it on Facebook. He's not going to one and two. This guy, every single year I've known him, has that many sponsors and a whole bunch more. And you can tell why, because he's a great guy, got a great daughter, and his performance on the track has been simply outstanding as well. Thomas Sparta Speedway is Hornet driver Paul Finch. Paul, we got to let you go, but we will see you down at the racetrack here in about a week.
All righty, we'll see you then. Thank you.
All right, Paul Finch right there, folks. Look for that very patriotic number three. Watch for his daughter, Jordan. Just yell out Jelly Bean, and she'll know exactly who you are talking about.
When we come back on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report, we're going to do the Burn and Rubber Race Report with our guy Paul here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test, 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
4 years in a row and counting. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Once again, La Crosse County has voted us the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Making great ribs and great barbecue has always been my passion, and it means a great deal to me that you love what we do. If you haven't tried our ribs, pulled pork, brisket, or smoked chicken, try it and you'll agree. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Yeah!
The local team at Dean Satellite is committed to bringing high-speed internet to the rural communities with Viasat Internet. Today, they offer speeds up to 50 megabytes per second. Stop dealing with the hassle of waiting for web pages to load, bank statements to populate, and videos to buffer. Call Dean Satellite today at 608-269-2897 and ask them about Viasat Internet specialized for rural America. That number is 608-269-2897 and online at deansdish.com. It's time for you to use the high-speed internet you deserve. Speeds vary by location. Call for details. clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test. 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
Get ready. It's the Burn and Rubber Race Report with Paul Reichert on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
Race fans, you are involved with the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on this hot Saturday. And again, Billy Doc Niles are talking the heat index for Smash Around tonight. Supposed to be about 106.
Oh, wow, Diker, you might lose a couple pounds tonight.
I lost a couple last night. Every time I was eating at the snack bar, oh, I got to tell you about that here in a minute.
Oh, here
too.
We go, another
Every
snack
time bar. I was eating at the snack you know bar at Toma last night, I was losing 3 pounds getting back up on the tower.
We don't have time for your eating
I'm
stories.
I'm announcing at Hawkeye Downs for the first time last week in Cedar Rapids. Of course, I get caught at the snack bar. Even some of their fans recognized me from the radio show and said, you know, we kind of wondered if you were going to be here. They have deep-fried gizzards.
They only recognize you because you had your face to the food stand and your back. Oh, look, we know that guy.
Deep-fried gizzards.
Oh, my goodness. You know what?
Have you ever seen that on a track before?
No, I haven't.
Love it. I love it. Every track you go to, there's always something different. So if you go to Hawkeye Downs, because Kevin, you say hi to Kevin. He listens to the program, by the way.
Hi, Kevin.
He's their promoter, Kevin Korsmo.
Hello, Korsmo. How you doing, buddy?
Get the deep-fried gizzards. Paul Reichert, Burn and Rubber Race Report time. Get that gizzard out of your cheek. It's time.
All right. We'll start with last Monday. All-Star Circuit of Champions continued their Ohio Sprint Week at Wayne County Speedway in Orrville. Kyle Larson won a second of the series. USAC Sprint's Eastern Storm Tour start it was at Bridgeport Speedway in Swedesboro, New Jersey. Kevin Thomas Jr., the winner. They wrapped it up at Weedsport, New York on Tuesday. Thomas Meserol won. Chris Windham is the Eastern Storm champion. All-Star Circuit of Champions at Sharon, Ohio, Christopher Bell scored the victory. Dirt Kings Light Mile Tour at 141 Speedway, kicking off the Clash of the Creek 10. Nick Anvilink was your winner. Thursday at Wausau, Flip Merwin Memorial, M.G. Gajewski won the Super Late Mile feature.
Boy, M.G.
And Travis Fulham, second straight late mile feature. At Kokona, Maxwell Schultz won the Super Late Mile feature. Mike Meyerhofer, the late mile feature. Lucas Oil American Sprint Car Series ran the 47th Jim Raper Memorial Cup at Skagit Speedway in Algar, Washington. Three-night show. Sam Haverteef Jr. won Thursday night. Seth Bergman won Friday night. And he also won the big show on Saturday. IMCA Dirt Nights Tour was at 141 Speedway. $10,000 to win at the Clash of the Creek. Ricky Thornton Jr. scored the win. World of Outlaw Late Miles were at Lernerville Speedway in Sarver, Pennsylvania for the Firecracker 100. Three-night show there. Chris Madden won Thursday night. Friday night, Michael Norris, local at Lernerville, won that race. And Saturday's Big A Main, $40,000 to win, went to Chris Madden. On Friday at Madison, John Baumeister Jr. won the NASCAR Late Model feature. Brad White took the USRA Modified feature at Mississippi Thunder. Dalton Zier won the Super Late Model feature at the Norway Speedway up in Dauphia. ARCA ran at Gateway Motorsports Park down in Madison, Illinois. Sheldon Creed, second straight win. Natalie Decker came home 15th. Mid-American Stock Car Series and Midwest Dash Series both at Hawkeye Downs. Ron Vandermeer Jr. won the Mid-American race. Midwest Dash was with the Midwest Compact Touring Series as well. A little showdown there. Brandon DeLacy scored the win. Southern Super Series at Five Flags Speedway in Pensacola. Casey Roderick scored the victory. UMP Summer Nationals Hell Tour had a few rainouts, but
the
got back to action
tour.
At Tri-City Speedway in Pontoon Beach, Illinois, Friday. Ryan Unzicker, the winner. We saw a challenge series at Brown County Speedway in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Kent Arment, the winner. And on Saturday at Cedar Lake, Daily Double for Daryl Nelson won the NASCAR Late Model feature and the NASCAR Modified feature. At the Dells, round two of the Alive for 5 series, Dick Trickle 99, won by Dalton Zier. NASCAR Late Model features at Elko went to Michael Osdyke and Jacob Gady. Sean Cheel won the late mile feature at Jefferson. Brian Brown won the 410 sprint feature at Knoxville. He ties the all-time record for 410 sprint wins. At lacrosse, Nick Panitsky ended Steve Carlson's fourth straight streak. At Rice Lake, Kevin Buzzy Adams took the Wasota modified feature. At Rockford, it was John Reynolds Jr. winning the NASCAR late mile feature. At Shono, Ron Berta won the late mile feature. Connor Walensky, the IMCA modified feature. All-Star Circuit of Champions wrapped up their Ohio Sprint Week at Atomic Speedway in Chillicothe, Ohio. They had to first make up a feature from Wednesday night that got rained out. Chad Kemenaw won that race. The regularly scheduled finale was won by Cole Duncan. Kemenaw is the Ohio Sprint Week champion. Cars Tour late models at Carteret County Speedway in Swansboro, North Carolina.
Say that three times fast.
Spin it out. See, he's got a gizzard in his mouth.
Bobby McCarty scored the victory. Rough night for Sam Mayer, 14th. Midwest Truck Series at Marshfield, Luke Fenhouse was your winner. Will Rogers, second straight road course win in the NASCAR K&N Pro Series, actually the West Series this time, out of Sonoma. Derek Krause was 10th. NASCAR Wayland Modified Tour at Langley Speedway in Hampton, Virginia, Ryan Preece was your winner. Summer Nationals Hell Tour at Fairbury, Illinois, Billy Moyer Sr., the victor. And the World of Outlaws Sprint Cars, of course, at Beaver Dam Saturday night, Darren Pittman, the winner. God rest in peace, Jason Johnson.
The Raging Cajun.
We love you, Racing Cajun.
But, that was sad news to hear when we woke up Sunday morning.
Oh, yes. Sunday at Dubuque, Tyler Brunin won the IMCA Late Model feature. Derek Thompson took the IMCA Modified feature at Slinger. I was hand hint for that show. Brad Miller got the feature win in the Super Late Models, his first win since he joined up with Kevin Barker. Grand State Pro Stock Series and Valentine Modified Racing Series, both at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a big short track showdown. Reed Lamfer won the Grand State Pro Stock race. Valentine Modified race won by Ronnie Silk. UMP Summer Nationals Hell Tour Tri-State Speedway in Hobstad, Indiana. Shannon Babb was your winner. And NHRA up to Summit Motorsports Park in Norwalk, Ohio. First time winner in Top Fuel, Blake Alexander was your winner. Matt Hagen in Funny Car, Tanner Gray in Pro Stock, and Eddie Krawick in Pro Stock Motorcycle. And that wraps up this week's edition of the Burning Rubber Race Report.
I think I heard a breath there, Dan.
And you can also find that Burning Rubber Race Report each week on our Facebook. That is the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report. We're going to come back, wrap things up. We're going to get you all set for a big night tonight. It's Smash-O-Rama.
Oh.
1460 WBA.
The local team at Dean Satellite is committed to bringing high-speed internet to the rural communities with Viasat Internet. Today, they offer speeds up to 50 megabytes per second. Stop dealing with the hassle of waiting for web pages to load, bank statements to populate, and videos to buffer. Call Dean Satellite today at 608-269-2897 and ask them about Viasat Internet specialized for rural America. That number is 608-269-2897 and online at deansdish.com. It's time for you to use the high-speed internet you deserve. Speeds vary by location. Call for details.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
4 years in a row and counting. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Once again, La Crosse County has voted us the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Making great ribs and great barbecue has always been my passion, and it means a great deal to me that you love what we do. If you haven't tried our ribs, pulled pork, brisket, or smoked chicken, try it and you'll agree. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Yeah!
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test, 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
The white flag. One more lap on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back one more time to the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here in 1460 WBOG. Billy Doc Niles, Richland Center Fairgrounds going on right now all the way up until after 9:30 tonight. Churning Dirt's happening.
Churning Dirt is going on right now as we speak, and they got some really cool things going on. They got the big diesels on the dyno right now, and they're gonna be doing that all day. They're gonna get points for the best dyno challenge, the truck dirt diesel truck challenge. I'll get this out yet. 33 trucks have been confirmed so far. They're gonna be doing that from 10 till 6. All 30 trucks are going to be competing on the dyno with winners determined by adding horsepower and torque numbers. Then they're going to date the top 10, and the dyno competition truck pull goes on after that at 6:30. So check that out. And then at 9:30, the top 8 will drag race. That's going to be fun to watch.
Check out redneckhybrid.com. The entire schedule is on there. Thanks, Jason Schultz, for jumping aboard the radio show. Coming up tonight, Lacrosse Fairgrounds Speedway. It's the Wisconsin Lottery Smash-O-Rama. Monster Trucks, Street Stocks, Point Racing, Minivans, the Shipwreck Boat Race, which I love doing that. First 500 people get a free.
Hey, did you see he got that outright without saying it bad?
Yeah. First 500 adults get a free Wisconsin Lottery scratch-off ticket. Of course, the huge fireworks extravaganza comes up afterwards. And then Tuesday night, we come right back again for the Star Spangled Spectacular. Double features for the late models. Sportsman will be out running an individual race, Thunderstocks, Hornets, pre-race kids rides, the race in total darkness, and more fireworks. That is a lot of racing. I'll be doing 5 total races in 7 days.
And if you have never seen the race in total darkness at the Lacrosse Fairgrounds Speedway, it is a sight to behold. These guys get really, really creative when it comes to their lights.
I think Dakota Miller still owes me a set of yellow light bars from about 8 years ago.
I can remember the very first one they had some 20-some years ago. Joe Reinert said nobody knew what to do with lights. They just turned all the lights out. And Joe Reinert said he stuck his head out the window so he could see where he was going and ended up winning the very first total race in darkness. Some of the other things we got going on real quick: Jefferson Full Program and Fireworks, Elko Speedway, Eva Destruction Fireworks, Rockford Speedway, the ARCA Midwest Tour Headlines, 10,000-watt fireworks show, and Marshfield Speedway. Salute to soldiers with the fireworks. Get out and support your local short track.
I want to thank Rich Bickle, Grant Griesbach, Kenny Hutchins from the Upper Midwest Vintage Racing Series, Paul Finch, Hornet Driver. Matter of fact, we were talking about his daughter, Jordan.
Yeah,
Jellybean.
Jellybean.
She asked what radio station was ours. So he sent me a picture. She even programmed it to listen to the show today.
If that girl isn't a genius, I don't know who is.
Nobody else has done that before. Just like on Bill's cell phone, it's the TuneIn app.
Of that TuneIn app.
We will check you tonight, Lacrosse Fairgrounds Speedway. A lot of racing, smash around. Get there early because we expect about 6,000 people. And then we're going to be back there on Tuesday night. For Paul and Bill and Jesse, I'm Dan Dyker. Thanks for joining us here on 1460 WBU.
There's the checkered flag. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460, brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of the radio and TV shows. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor, the game never ends at overtime. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.